Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is the author along with Skip Bertman on the book Everything Matters in Baseball, The Skip Bertman Story. Glenn Gilbo. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glenn, I thought about this. You and I were texting one another the other day. And I thought about this, you know, if you'd have took a job at LSU, you know, in the media, and you covering the Tigers, and you took the job in 61, and you went all the way to 2001, okay, you were right at the end of Dietzel's run where I think had he stayed, he'd have had more than one national championship there, but that's just speculation. But this team did not win another national championship until Saban. They didn't win anything in basketball. Coach Brown certainly changed the concept of how you looked at college basketball. Even with Pete, as great as he was, he was kind of a one-man show. They didn't really win anything. And Dale, you know, he didn't win the national championship either there. I think about it that you and I are in an elite group of people, not many, I should say, of that we saw Skip Bertman come in and what he did for college baseball and, okay, in five titles. And that's unbelievable to win five championships at, you know, in a baseball school. And then we saw Nick Saban come in, and he wins his first one in 03. Had he stayed, we know he'd have won more because you look at that. But he had a situation. I think he wanted to coach in the pros. He wanted to give it a shot. It didn't work out. Came back and then, unbelievable, he became the greatest coach in college football history of what he did at Alabama. And then a couple years back, LSU hires Kim Mulkey from Louisiana, had already established herself as a brand name, national championship winning coach, and in year two wins a national championship. How many people can say, covering one school, you got to see a national championship in baseball? Not only would Skip, Maneri wins one, Jay Johnson wins one. In football, we got to see it with Nick, we got to see it with Les, and then Coach O in that 2019 season. And then we've seen it with Kim Mulkey a year ago winning the Women's College Championship in basketball. Glenn, that doesn't happen often. You to cover one school and all those national championships, but the three people that cemented it with Skip, with Nick, and certainly now with Mulkey.
Yeah, well, if you started covering LSU in 2000, you know, just 23 years, you would have covered Skip's last national championship in 2000, Skip's Nick's first national championship in the 2003 season, and then Maneri's national championship in 09, Les's national championship in 07, Coach O's national championship in 2019, Mulkey's national championship, and then Jay Johnson's national championship. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, and a couple of Final Fours in there for the men as well, in with 2006 with Brady, and the women went five times before Mulkey won it all. You know, it's amazing. Mulkey's, before she won the national championship, her Final Four win in the semifinal, that was the first Final Four win ever for LSU, men or women, going back to the 50s. Because Bob Pettit, Dale Brown, all those guys, they lost their Final Four games, and Dale lost too because he lost the consolation game in 81. And if you count the NIT Final Four with Pistol Pete, they lost that game. So Mulkey really broke the train there. But Mike, I've always felt real lucky that at the same time I got to cover Skip winning his last national championship in 2000. I was the beat person for the Baton Rouge Advocate. And then I was still on the beat when Saban won it in 2003, and then got to cover, you know, Skip as AD over Nick briefly. So, you know, I got to cover two of the greatest coaches ever in their sport, Nick and Skip.
And, you know, they've done it well in track and field and gymnastics this year.
Oh, yeah. Forgot those. Golf.
We can go on and on. But the major sports, Ryan Fowler and I, who he's on the flagship station at Alabama, and he was talking about, Mike, I don't know how to handle this now. Okay, you got used to Nick winning all those championships. And like I told him, hey, you're just going to have to reminisce a little bit. Because it is unusual to have a school win that many championships in the sort of the big three, and you can put women's basketball as the big four. And, you know, certainly track and field and gymnastics, huge parts of the success at LSU. But to see that in that time frame that we're here and seeing it is so unusual. You might catch it in one sport, but you're not catching it in that many sports.
No. And LSU is really probably one of the leaders in the country in multiple sport championships, because Alabama has never won a national championship in baseball or women's basketball. And I don't know if they've won one in track. You know, they primarily football, though basketball is good lately. And, you know, amazing thing about Skip, he won 5 national championships as a coach. He'll tell you he should have won 8.
I've heard that talk.
Yeah, he hired 4 coaches who won national championships. Les Miles, Maneri, Chuck Winstead, the golf coach, and Dennis Shaver, the track coach. He made those 4 hires while AD. So he's got 9 championship rings. Nobody close. LSU's got more than that.
Kind of tell us the origin of how you came up with writing the book with Skip, because, man, he got stories, and all you got to do is ask him, and then he rolls on, you know, with stories after story after story. But how did this first start with Skip in writing the book, Everything Matters in Baseball?
Well, I was the closer. Skip didn't go to me until about the 8th inning. There was another author, Leo Honeycutt, who's credited. He wrote a book, but Skip didn't like it and changed. He asked another author who did not want to do it, did not have the time at the time, and then he went to me, and they were tired of dealing with the book by the time they got me, so they were in a hurry. And I say that because the book should be longer. You know, there's so much to Skip. It should be longer, but you know, they hurried me. but you know, I was still happy with the end product, because Skip is a great storyteller, and there were some parts I didn't get to, you know, particularly early in his career at LSU I didn't get to, the 87 season, his first season. But you know, he should have won it in 87 in his mind, should have won it in 89 and 98 were the 3 that he wishes he could have won those too. But he was great to work with. He's got a mind like a steel trap, a great memory, even now at 84. And his players love to talk about him. So they talked to me for 2 hours interviews, and it wasn't because they liked me. It's because they enjoyed talking about Skip.
And all can mimic him very well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Louis Garcia is probably the best ever. Kid from Miami who was on his first national championship team. Great guy. Owns a restaurant in Miami. But Lewis does the best one. Ronnie Rance does a good one.
Ronnie does a good one, I was going to say, because I've heard that one. Also, Jacques Doucet.
Oh, Jacques does a great one. He's the
really
best
good.
Of the non-players. Of the non-players, Jacques is number one. He does a great Maneri, too.
Yes, he does.
And Nick. Jacques is great.
When you look at it today in the Big Four, from a sports standpoint, Charlie and I have talked about this. To me, Jay Johnson seems to be the guy that if you're going to post another national championship, if it's in basketball, women's or men, baseball, football, I think Jay is the guy at this point. And I think he's proven how good of a coach he is, how good of a manager, how good he can recruit and get the most out of players in an ever-changing world of college athletics that, you know, every second something's different. I think Jay's the guy. I don't know how you feel about it, but Charlie and I have talked about this.
I would say Kim would be the next one, too. I think Kim, don't put it past her to win one this year. You know, she had her head down in that loss to Iowa last year. I could see her coming back in a year or two. I could see Jay coming back next year or the year after. And, boy, he almost got to Omaha this year.
Man.
If he'd have won that game Monday, they'd have been hosting this weekend, man. That's what was so tough about that one-run extra inning loss, because if they win, they're hosting West Virginia in Alex Box. West Virginia's never been this far, and they certainly never played anything like Alex Box. So LSU would have made it to Omaha,
true.
I feel like. And you know, I think Brian Kelly, not this year, but, you know, maybe 25 or 26, he's going to make some noise for a national title.
They better clear up that defensive line in secondary, Glenn. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, there's a couple holes on that roster. But sticking with Jay Johnson, I mean, we've talked about what he's been able to do in the transfer portal and the guys he's been able to bring to kind of create that championship roster last year, and everything kind of clicked. And it feels like even though they're losing a lot of pieces from this team that very well could have been in Omaha, as you mentioned, potentially hosting a West Virginia Super Regional, if they just would have won that final Game 7 in Chapel Hill, at the same time, they do have some pieces returning that are solid pillars to kind of build around and then also fill in the pieces through the transfer portal that Jay Johnson has shown he's very proficient at.
Oh, he's great at the portal, as is Kim. So you almost got to wait till month before the season to see how the roster is going to be. But you know, he's still got a lot of pitchers, untapped pitchers, and I'm hoping he has the same pitching coach for 2 years in a row, which has never happened since Jay's been at LSU. That's something people might forget about. I mean, a new pitching coach every year. You lose something in that continuity, and the pitchers didn't quite develop until late this year and maybe a little too late. But he's never going to be short of talent. You know, it's just a question of developing them. And, you know, you got to develop them quick now in this portal world. That's one advantage Skip didn't have to deal with.
Glenn, did he mention who was maybe his favorite player that he coached
Skip
at
Bergman?
LSU? Yes.
He never went out and singled them out, but I can tell you just from the way he talked about them while they were playing and for doing the book, Chad Ogier was the kid from Lake Charles, pitched in 89, 90, and 91. He was on the national championship team, ran in and congratulated Rick Green in the famous picture. Chad was really one of his favorite pitchers, and I would say Todd Walker was probably one of his favorite position players. I think those two are at the top. But you know, there's so many, and they all love him. You know, there's a couple of guys maybe weren't in love with him while they were playing for him, but you know, they saw it later.
Man, if things would have clicked, Albert Bell.
Oh, and Warren Morris. Warren Morris, too, one of his favorites.
But what about Albert Bell as a talent?
Not one of his favorites.
Not one of his favorites.
What a great player.
What an unbelievable talent Bell was at LSU.
And if Skip doesn't suspend him, they probably win the national championship in 87. But he had to suspend him. They had given him so much rope. And the players had actually come to Skip and said, look, it's got to happen. You know, Skip was thinking about it anyway. But he was too much of a distraction. And, you know, if Albert Bell had come around later, you know, there would have been, you know, at that time, psychologists and that type of stuff was seen as a bad thing, you know. And now it's more accepted. He needed that kind of therapy when he was that age, and it would have helped him. Now people get it all the time. And at that time, they didn't. It was seen as an embarrassment. His parents didn't want him to have that label. And Skip tried that. You know, Skip tried everything with Joey as he was then. And you know, Joey is known as a good teammate. He didn't get along with Skip great, but he got along with his teammates at LSU. Guys like Mike Papajohn, you know, they're very supportive of Albert to this day.
Glenn, tell everybody how they can get a copy of the book, Everything Matters in Baseball. I know you've got them in some of the local stores here in New Orleans, and also how they can get it online. It's a great Father's Day gift.
Thank you. Well, if you happen to be in Lafayette, or if there's Lafayette listeners, Sunday I'm going to be at the Barnes & Noble on Johnston Street in Lafayette, 2 to 4 p.m., And then next Saturday, June 15th, I'll be at the Barnes & Noble in Metairie, 2 to 4 p.m. with the book. And this Friday night, June 14th, I'm going to be at Octavia Books. Jeff Duncan and I, we're going to be having a book signing cocktail party from 4 to 6 at Octavia Book.
Man, what day that is? I might have to go over there. I'll bring Charlie with me.
Come on.
Hey, how about that?
Friday, June 14th, 4 to 6, you can watch Jeff and I drink, which we know how to do as well.
All right, go. Gilbo, thanks so much for joining us. Man, great stuff. I really enjoyed the book. And again, if you're looking for a Father's Day gift for an LSU fan, man, that's nothing better. And the stories in that book and kind of how it's laid out is just absolutely fantastic. Everything Matters in Baseball, the Skip Bertman story, and you had a big part of, you became the closer. You closed it up. Closed it up, Gilbo.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
All righty. Glenn Gilbo, national columnist, also author of Everything Matters in Baseball, the Skip Bertman book, story, I should say, and in book form. And you can find it in a lot of the bookstores locally and also online.